Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
So it's starting to get warm out there.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
I don't know.
There's an OYO in there, I think. But
a YOLO?
A YOLO. No, there are no douchebags in summertime. I mean, there are douchebags in and around summertime, but not in the song. Summertime, oh.
True that.
Anyway. Hey. Welcome
hey yourself.
To Two Bards Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to Two Bards Podcast, Rick. Anyway.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I'm just going to go with this one.
Yeah, go with it. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't even care. We're delirious.
Delirium.
On account of it is warm in this here studio.
Yes.
But that's fine.
And summer hasn't even started yet, officially.
Not officially, not till the 22nd, right?
This is going to be...
Wait for it. Shitty.
Well, I was going to say BS summertime.
Is that ball sticking?
Close. Summer? I have to go with ball sweaty. It should have been sweaty ball summer.
Sweaty ball summer.
SBS.
Oh. Yes, we don't use... metric or imperial, we strictly go by testicular adhesion.
Yes.
That's our measurement for...
When it's cold, there's no balls.
There's no...
When it's hot, they're like Don Early's.
That's horrible information, and I do not want to know about that. Thank you.
Love you, Don.
Oh, man. How hot is it? Ball dragon hot. Ball dragon hot. Look,
it's a hairy Scottish summer.
Oh God! Oh, this podcast is abort. Abort this podcast.
Hey, I was going with the letters. You decided to figure out what they meant.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. I play a lot of words with friends. What am I going to do?
Holy, you
have
friends?
I don't have friends. Okay. You don't have to. It's great. You can play online with anonymous people.
Really?
No.
No. Oh. Then it's not my kind of game.
No, not really. So we should talk about a little about what we did over the past week.
Sure, yeah.
Let's start off with the reading that we can't talk about too much. But
yes, let's start with that.
Carly
that
Hill.
Awesome.
The wonderful, wonderful Carly Hill gathered together a bunch of local talent. Yours is truly. What's the plural for yours truly? Yours truly's?
Ours truly.
Ours truly? No.
Us truly.
That sounds like
truly.
Some type of feminine gestation thing. Like, she's in Usterly.
Wow.
No. Okay. So we got invited to this reading. I'm not going to name drop everyone. There's just too many people to name drop.
There were a lot of people.
So we'll just say a group O Talent. You can look it up on Facebook. People have been posting.
Yes.
Can't talk about what it is really, aside from Carly is an amazingly talented writer.
Yes.
We were dying.
Yes.
It was wonderful. And we are really, really excited to hopefully be telling you more about that in the near future.
Yes. Including a trailer.
We are hoping.
Fundraising trailer.
Fingers crossed.
Woo! Crossing fingers and toes.
Yep. Additionally, something we can talk about, I guess.
Okay.
Is Frackin' Epic.
Yes.
So tell us, give us the news.
Oh, well, we haven't forgot about it. I think we've talked about the fact that Epic shit transformed into Frackin' Epic, right?
Yeah, because, okay. You know, for the kids or whatever.
Yeah, just for the mass market appealability.
I like the title better anyway. Epic shit sounds, that's low rent. I like Frackin' Epic.
It's, okay, whatever.
It's from Bo. It's a low rent game. Okay, I get it. Quit making fun of Bo.
I didn't. well. We haven't forgot about it, but with the trip to Guelph and two rooms and everything
right.
else,
right.
we just felt there was too much on the plate. So,
a lot on the plate.
we're down to final drafting. Bo is doing that this week. Then I will do layout and get everything ready for print.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're going to be ready to put this bad boy out there and make it happen. And we got to hurry up if we're going to have anything for Gen Con. So it's got to happen the next couple weeks.
Hopefully, yeah. I want to get some...
So hopefully the next podcast, we're going to be teasing you, not teasing you, we're going to be giving you an exclusive podcast-only offer that will exist for all of about 12 hours.
Nice, nice.
So if you're listening to this and it's late, the next one, you might want to listen to it early in the day.
Right, right. Well, we can probably, I mean, it'll probably be about 24 hours, but because most people aren't going to wake up when we post the podcast.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Let's...
It'll be about a day.
Even you late-night commuters who listen to us will
we call you commuty cuties, is what we call you.
Commuty cuties. Yeah. I don't call them that.
No, me neither.
And next week's we should have... I don't have anything going on Sunday. Do you have anything going on Sunday?
My brother will be in town, but that's about it. And he will gladly be part of whatever it is... you know, we're doing, I'm sure. I'm filling time here right now because Scott's there. He's back to the mic.
And I'm free totally on Sunday as well. So okay, we will be out on time for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it's true.
We're sorry.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Not really. We've had a lot to do. And
we have had a lot
Scott,
to do. Scott,
you may not know, has been in two rooms. I've been in more than two rooms,
thanks. That's just I guess a total of
10 rooms over the course of the show, right?
Yes.
It was a 5-day run? Or four?
It was five. Officially a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5-day
run. 5-day run.
And we now have an extension for anyone down in the South Sound or anyone, Carly Hill, Lisa Coronado, Wanda Russell, who didn't come to see it, that
ooh,
told me they were going to come see
out,
it.
Called out. Called out.
There's one more day, June 16th, in Lakewood at the Lakewood Playhouse.
Father's Day.
At 8 p.m. So, you know, most of your Father's Day stuff is done before then. That's
hopefully
an afternoon holiday, people.
If your Father's Day stuff isn't done by 8 p.m., you've got shitty kids.
Yeah.
Your kids are shitty. No offense to you.
They don't
shitty
love
kids.
You at
horrible
all.
Kids. They are brats. So, you know what? Fuck them. Treat yourself to two rooms.
That's right.
At the Lakewood Playhouse.
And so, yeah, we had a good five-day Seattle run, which was awesome. And it was very good. We got a lot of very good feedback, had a couple talkbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And people seemed to really be moved by it to talk about it. That's the thing I love about doing those shows is getting people to talk.
Right.
And the relevancy of a 1988 hostage crisis.
Totally
today
relevant.
In 2013.
Totally relevant.
Relevant and almost a mirror image.
Right. Earmuffs real quick. Plug your ears, Scott.
Okay.
All right. So Scott Brown is incredible in this show. It is probably one of the most emotionally charged things I've ever seen him do. And, you know, don't tell him this because he's kind of a fucker. But, yeah, he's... it's really powerful, and you should definitely see it if you get... It's one more chance in Lakewood, and I'm putting him to sleep. So, all right, Scott, we're good, buddy.
Okay, thank you. The cone of silence has been lifted?
Yeah, the cone of silence has been lifted.
And for those playing at home, I really did have my finger in my ears.
He really did.
Humming, so I didn't know what the hell I left listening
to the podcast.
He
really did. Oh, good. Finally, someone will.
I know.
Shit.
But I do want to share one little tidbit.
Yeah.
One awesome, really... small world thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Cornelia Moore, Corey Moore is associated with DG.
Right.
She was our acting coach for Darkness Rising. She was a major producer in Journey Quest. She has been a part of...
She had casting, didn't she?
And casting as well,
right,
for Journey Quest, but she was a major producer.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually allowed us to get it off the ground.
And her husband. Right.
Terry Edward Moore was also a producer on that.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a local... icon of theater around here. He
Double
and Corey
clicking.
started Seattle Shakes back in the day. And when I got the script for Two Rooms, I saw that the second production ever, which happened to be directed by the playwright's wife, starred a Terry Edward Moore as Michael, which was the role I was playing. Mm-hmm. So I sent a Facebook to Terry and said, hey, Terry Edward Moore is kind of like Scott C. Brown. Not a lot of them. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of a name that you carve out to make unique. Are you the Terry Edward Moore who was in Two Rooms in 1988? And he's like, yes, that was me. And I was like, awesome, I'm auditioning for Michael. He said, well, if you get it, I'll come see it. So he came on Sunday.
Amazing. And, awesome. I am going to give you a bunch of shit, though, from now on. You sent a Facebook? Did you use the Google to send a Facebook?
I sent a Facebook message. Okay. Personal message. I sent a Facebook PM. Right, okay. Sorry. Karma police are here, apparently.
Oh, arrest this man.
Yes. So, yeah, that was doing the show. Brittany, Taryn, Julia, Beau, Taylor, Kirsten. I mean, it was all a wonderful experience. Rick Deskin with Eclectic. I mean, all
Curtis
all those
to the
people.
Sound design. I just want to name drop everyone, and then
Curtis
did the sound design, according to the program.
I haven't even read the program, so I don't know.
And then Baron Von Oldenburg, of course, produced.
Yes.
With
and uncredited makeup, me. Thank you, Sean Shelton. Thank you, Sean Shelton,
for my
20-minute class on bruising and bleeding. It was so fun.
Oh, I've never applied makeup with a bag of oranges before, but it was awesome.
But yeah, a highlight was having Terry there. And it's the first time Terry has ever seen the play.
Awesome! That is great.
So
that is amazing.
So we're gonna get together and have a meal and chat about things. But
sweet.
It's been good.
Yeah, and keep in mind this play is a bit unique, or this production of this play is a bit unique in that three of the leads are female, whereas normally it's two and two.
Yes, so. The reporter is played by Taryn Pierce, typically a male role. And also it's unique in the aspect that I am on stage the entire time. It's actually written for Michael to come in and leave. But
now keep in mind, he's blindfolded the entire time, essentially. In a hood. And he's going to, Mike Ott, he's going to move stuff around for you. Just move it around. Just go ahead and do it. Just bite the bullet. Move whatever it is you're moving. Oh, that's the sound of reality, folks. Enjoy. Thank you, Mike. Is it your cat? Or is it Bartorex? Oh, man. You put Jameson in a water bottle now?
Yes, I do.
All right. Party time. So, the 16th. Go see it. Definitely. Special address for that. Two Rooms Lakewood.
I believe that is.
Hold on. We're going to check on this real quick because we want to get this right. But I believe it is tworoomslakewood.brownpapertickets.com to get the tickets. So while Scott's
doing, where's the Facebook?
Where's the he's sending the internet a Facebook. And
right there. Hey, in the Facebook.
The worst part was when he joined Facebook for the first time, you know, in 2010. He kept trying to add all of his friends and he couldn't find Tom from MySpace and he cried for like an hour.
Tworoomslakewood.brownpapertickets.com.
All right, so it's what I said. Good. I think that's what I said. Don't run the tape back.
No.
Roll 212.
Yeah.
So that's excellent, and you guys should see it for sure.
Also go to the Confrontational Theater Project Facebook page and like us. And
yes,
Con
please.
The Pro on Twitter.
Con the Pro on Twitter. Not conthepro.com. Found that out.
Really?
Yeah, that doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, we should get it.
We should.
And then put, like, porn on it so that we could be, like, whitehouse.com.
Yeah, that's true. We could. Yeah. So, Con the Pro. Okay. And then make Bo buy it back.
Yes.
For a dollar. Give me a Podog, Bo, and shut up. Shut your gingery New Zealand head.
Podog.
We actually love New Zealanders, but not Bo Pritchard. I love you, Bo.
Bo, you know how I feel.
So today, we drove down to Tacoma.
We did. The long, arduous commute down in a hot, two-windowed car with a sunroof and no AC.
No AC. I was doing the.
So anyone who wants to contribute to the
two bars AC fund,
please send all things to.
I like sticking my arm out the window and doing the little airfoil thing, like you know, having fun pretending I'm a bird going very, very fast.
Oh, who doesn't? I mean, I'm.
Not, I guess amputees. Dispelling that. You senseless. Senseless. I didn't mean senseless.
That too.
You're a heartless prick. You're a heartless prick.
Yes, and a senseless prick. It has no feeling whatsoever.
Just like the end of their stump.
Yep.
Wow, it got dark. So, we went down to Tacoma.
An apple.
What was it, a very small apple?
Very, very small. Maraschino cherry, right. Actually.
It was like a prehensile tail holding a cherry?
Yes.
Right, okay. Only without the prehensile bit.
The marzipan monkey?
Marzipan?
No, what's the little monkey?
The capuchin?
Yeah, capuchin monkeys.
Capuchin?
Capuchin.
Sounds dirty. Sure, like, it sounds like a curse word.
Hey, capuchin!
Like, yeah, totally Italian curse words.
Or Russian.
Capuchin. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that would work. And we met up with Christian Doyle.
Wow, people, he stuck with that. Good
and
on you,
his
Andy.
His brother Sam, who is way too talented and needs to be fucking punched in the face repeatedly. But it would probably somehow make him more talented.
Yes. He's going to Alaska to go fish for salmon in gill nets.
Yep. What a dick.
Bastard.
We went to Christian's place and recorded a little bit for a show that we do occasionally. We won't really talk about it too much, but it was awesome and fun. And
it's not very polite.
It's a little, whatever a word for not polite is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun hanging out. We got, what is it? Magic?
MSM Deli Sandwiches.
Apparently
Mike's
we got
Deluxe.
MSM Deli said, we got Mike's Deluxe right up in our grill, in our faces, the juices pouring down our chins. Magical Sandwich Makers, is that the name of the deli?
MSM, yes. Yeah. Magical Sandwich Makers.
Well, they made a pretty damn good sandwich.
Yes, they do.
And amazing cookies, which is bizarre. I hate oatmeal cookies. I hate them.
They're not oatmeal.
But there's oatmeal in them.
Yeah, but they're not oatmeal cookies.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. They're like a chocolate chip, macadamia, white chocolate, cranberry, coconut, amazing cookie.
Yeah.
This fucking cookie is off the pan, I guess.
I can't remember what they call it, but it's like little sacks of gold or something. They used to call it
angel
something.
Shits.
Now they're just,
I don't know. They're good.
MSM cookies, but.
Yeah, they're really fucking good. Two fat guys talking about sandwiches, man. This is just like
not two fat guys, two bards.
Two bards. Oh, and bards can talk about sandwiches and ale and wenches.
Yes, they can.
Yes, we can. Hello, we're bards.
Hello, we're bards.
So that was fun. We got a really good shot. I really liked it.
One take, all this setup,
and it was just one take. So
we're just that good.
Wedding night joke.
Not my wedding night.
No. It would have to be one take at least, and that's not half a take.
No, I didn't get any takes on either wedding night, cuz unfortunately I've had two.
Is this a drinking thing?
No. No. Not my idea.
Oh. I'm going to save myself until after.
I was ready for my close up.
I'm going to save myself after marriage, not up until, after. Yeah. No, that was... Wait, why were you ready for your close-up?
Ugh. I was...
Gotcha. Okay.
Ready for my close-up.
Please don't ever do that again. Thank you. That was illustrative.
We should start doing vlogs.
No, Vodcast. God, no. God, no. No. I know how horrible we look.
We'll just hang a little camera off of the dangling fire alarm thing over there that I still have to fix.
I just
It looks like
no, baby,
wires
come on.
Have been cut.
No, the camera's off. Come on, just come on. No. Just do the podcast. Come on. Yeah. Just do it. Just do it. No, the camera's turned off. It's turned off.
Now that red light means it's off.
Right. So, Sif, this week, Seattle is overrun with pretentious film douches like ourselves.
Some
are awesome.
Some are awesome.
Stiff and all that jazz too is going on. And
yes.
Which
is the Seattle True Independent Film Festival. And it's true. You get a glass dildo if you win the prizes.
Sweet.
Because they're stiffies.
They're stiffies. That's awesome.
That's what the award's called.
Are they like certified for use or are these
yes,
novelty
they are.
Only?
No.
Okay.
These are, well, they're all novelty only.
Not after about 3 months. They get pretty old.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, so yes, there was a wonderful panel last weekend?
Saturday. Last Saturday. With Tony Becerra, Ben Dobbins, Vanessa Drivenis, and I don't think Matt was on that one. I think
Drivenis?
Vanessa, if you're listening, please correct us on your name.
Yes, please.
It's Canadian, so
Drivenis.
Schmidt. Vanessa Schmidt.
Matt, Tony, Vanessa. Darlene Sellers.
Darlene Sellers,
from
right.
Chop Saki Boom.
Right, right. Kapow. I forget who ran it. David Hogg?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care.
Wasn't tagged in the Facebook.
But it was a great panel, apparently. And the new media panel that Vanessa and Ben were on had people, or Vanessa and Matt, sorry, had people writing notes on Starbucks cups.
Yes.
There was that much information.
And they're tweeted to prove it.
They are tweeted. The Starbucks cups are, in fact, tweeted.
Yes.
So.
And can talk about the thing tonight?
Yeah, talk about the thing tonight. Okay. Absolutely.
So, Sif used to be, you know, 2-3 weeks, 25 days. What is it? 250 films in 25 days.
That's a lot of
films. I think. You know, it used to be about a month long thing, and that was Sif.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Sif is year round. They are an organization. They have the Seattle International Film Festival, which is still 25 days, but they are a year round organization. And one of the things that they do is called, I think, Future Weave and Catalyst. And
Bish,
I am
don't
part
you touch
of,
my hair 2 weeks from now. You leave my Future Weave alone.
Yeah.
That was unintentional.
Wow.
That was just bad.
That wasn't bad. That was horrible.
It was horrible.
It wasn't so much horrible as terrifyingly lonely because you were out there on your own, my friend.
That's
you
true.
Were on an island.
I was on an island.
But they get what's called first draft, and they
not final
bring
draft.
In scripts. Tom Brophy was
right.
one of the first ones, scripts that was in there that he had worked on with somebody. And a
love
number
you,
of the local area actors.
Love you, local area actors.
Come in to put these on for the screenwriters to actually get them heard. And tonight was entitled Fortune Cookie by Tom Harp and Mike Standish.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not Fortune Cookie. Dad worked for a Fortune Cookie plant. Fortune Hunters was originally a short film. And the lovely people at North by Northwest in Spokane are actually producing this. So this was a much closer to final script
right.
that we got to work with.
Right.
It deals with Asian American community largely. And so there were a lovely bunch of actors and actresses that were voicing all of those parts. I was lucky enough to play the lead's dad as one of my characters. And it was really well done, really good back and forth afterwards, and I'm really looking forward. So, Fortune Hunters, keep your eyes and ears out for that one. It's going to be funny, and
Excellent.
It's going to surprise you.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
So, cool. Other than that, mostly we've been working on kind of Zoe stuff, I think. That's been a really big thing. Phase two,
the website.
The sort of amorphous phase two. It's coming, though.
the 2 year long phase
two. 2 year long phase two. Seriously though, it's we're trying to make it there's a technical worm. Good. We're trying to make it good.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll be releasing that shortly. We've got some more filming to do regarding the pitch to you. The people who we want to come on board for phase two, and also some sort of like testimonial style, you know, how this affects us, how this helps us as a team and as a creative engine to sort
yes.
of blossom. So,
and it's really cool because it's a win-win for everybody on so mm-hmm. many levels.
It really is. It really is.
I mean, it's less impact to the fans, the right. supporters, and everything. Right. And it's an easy thing where you get way more bang for the buck, and it's great for us because
oh, there's so much.
We
yeah,
have like, so much more that we can do,
and it's like the opposite of a pyramid scam, where the more people come on, the more you get as individuals. And they
whereas
get it
the
too.
Pyramid scheme right. is more watered down, the more people that come
exactly.
in, the less you get.
This actually I guess, for lack of a word that actually exists, enriches the entire user base as more people come on.
That should be a word. I'm going to write to Webster.
All right. I think he's dead.
Yeah. Someone's manning his estate. All right. They still have dictionaries with his name on it.
What about that Roger guy?
He's more of a thesaurus.
Yeah. He'd just come up with a different... Yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, I think you mean this. I think you mean this.
Pow. Yeah. No, I mean enriched.
Yep.
Because...
Because America.
It's like enlivened.
It is like enlivened.
Enlivened is a word. Why couldn't right. enriched be a word?
Well, if you have a rich life, you can have an enriched, enlivened...
Hood.
The hood. did we mention it's really late and really hot?
We didn't mention the really late, but we mentioned the really hot.
It's really late, too. Well, it's not really late, but I was up early.
Yes.
So...
Oh, and before we get too far, hi, Sarah Moore.
Hi, Sarah Moore. Why are we saying hi to Sarah?
It's a new contractually obligation thing that I have that she's really sad when we don't say her name. She right. wants it in her ear holes.
Right. Oh, hey, one thing I wanted to bring up, and I know who did it, and I'm thinking about calling him out by name.
Thank you for getting me out of that really bad
no
joke that
problem.
Was pending. So,
our friend Gordon Duke.
Yes.
First person to leave a tip on Hamlet. On and at Hamlet. So thank you, Gordon.
Thank you. Oh, so that's where he was instead of coming to see
yes, he was giving,
two rooms this weekend.
Right.
He was giving and Hamlet a...
He was giving it just a tip.
Just a tip.
Just the tip.
Well, that's really all it deserves.
It's no, it deserves the whole thing. That is a
repeatedly,
great...
Repeatedly. Over and over and over.
But then he'd have to take it out, too. So really, in the end, just the tip is
just,
fine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gordon.
And to clear things up, Gordon is coming to the Lakewood show.
Oh, great.
So I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
No, don't throw him under the bus.
He was under a lot of stress at work.
Unless that bus is going to Lakewood and he can't afford to get on because he's been tipping Hamlet people. Then throw him under that.
I don't want to throw him under it because then he'll miss it. I'll throw him into it. And then he can't claim that he got in for free. He was thrown into it.
Haven't you seen Naked Gun?
Yeah.
You throw him under the bus and then he rides to Detroit. No good.
I've also seen Cape Fear with Robert De Niro.
Which is just like Naked Gun. Same damn story.
Hell, he strapped himself underneath the car and drove it all the way to wherever the hell they went.
And then murdered a white woman.
And stuck his thumb in Juliette Lewis's mouth in the most disturbing, erotic way.
I bet OJ did that too.
We're going to pause 30 seconds while the police come and haul Andy away. Just a moment.
Hey, no. He was found guilty in a civil case. I can make these jokes. He's guilty, but not guilty. He is a quantum. He has quantum guilt. All right. Oh, my
speaking of karmic police.
Indeed. Schrodinger's alibi. So, Zoe has been a huge focus over the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, since we've been back. Working hard to get data sharing working between here and Canada.
Or hardly working.
No, I've been working hard, but also not getting anything done. because I'm blocked at like every virtual turn.
Yes.
So that's been fun. When someone else owns your router.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Geek people know exactly what I'm talking about. Like you, I need to punch, you know, holes in firewalls and all this other stuff to get this NAS accessible from outside of our network, and not so much.
Nope.
No. So that's awesome. On the bright side, Jigsaw's getting really hot. Like it does
Yay,
every year.
Summer!
Yay, we hate the summer. We hate
Yay, no air conditioning. Go Why did we have die. To get on that side of the building?
Yeah, I know. The south side, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so we can see the and hear every train, every game, always and forever.
And if you look at it, the big part of the building's on the south side. All the mm-hmm. large space is on the south side.
It really
the
is,
tiny
yeah.
tiny rooms are on the north side.
Yep.
Which means that's where all the people were queued,
mm-hmm.
and all the hoity-toity immigration officers had the north side.
Well, that kind of makes sense then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because we're dicks.
Now I'm just pissed.
We're dicks as a nation. Yeah. So, yeah, do we have anything else major going on? What's going on this week? I've got my brother coming into town, picking up my kids. That's exciting for me. You guys yeah. probably don't care, but fuck you. It's my podcast. Picking up my kids on the 15th.
So. Andy Dombrowski, winning friends and influencing people with, yeah. fuck you, it's my podcast.
Oh, hey, you know what? I had to listen to fucking Curtis talk about Dementor Dick last week. He can listen to me talk about my kids for 5 minutes.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's only if he puts the both headphones in.
That's true.
Or picks
that's true.
Your side, not
I wonder
mine.
Which side he gets.
I don't know.
Curtis?
Maybe he switches them out.
Curtis, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Curtis?
Can you hear me, Curtis?
You like me better, right?
Curtis. I fucked your mom.
I did not fuck your mom. I fucked your dad.
It's true. All right. So, yeah, I've got my kids coming up for summer break. Big fans of the podcast, they are.
You're a bad
yeah,
man, Ian.
Yeah, I know. No, it's kind of cool. I'm excited to see them. Their mom is with child, so they get a brother or sister soon. Well, not soon, Christmas, so. No. I mean, that's dedication right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to deliver on Christmas. Bam. She's good at that, though, I have to say. She's like, she's...
Picks a date and that's...
No, no, she picks everything.
Oh, okay.
She has some kind of magical power. She's like, because Mikey, she's like, boy, okay? Going to look like you, okay? Bam. Second one, girl, red hair, bam. She's... It's almost creepy, like voodoo creepy. Like, I think, Tracy, if you're listening, voodoo, what the hell? What the hell?
Could you make the new one look like me?
God, I hope not. I really hope not. Don't make the new one look like Scott, please. You can just, like, shave its head and roll it some embers, something like that, you know? Draw on it with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to come up. We're going to go to... whatever the fuck it's called, Wild Waves. Enchanted Village. You want to come?
Yes.
All right, sweet.
I love the Wild Waves.
Sweet, and you can get us to the front of the lines, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. That's a Disney joke. It means you're disabled.
Nope.
I was going with a limp or something. No.
I was just going to go with Lenny again.
Oh, man, you always go with Lenny.
I know, but it works.
Yeah, that's true. Let's just avoid the rabbit hutch.
Yes.
All right.
We will not go to the rabbit playpen.
I will get you some fancy food like ketchup.
Thank you.
No problem.
I like the packets.
I know you do.
They're individually wrapped. They care.
They do.
It's not a bottle that just everybody uses. They're individually wrapped ketchup
for
packets.
For you.
For me.
That's a really weird sort of male dominated sort of outlook there. This virgin ketchup packet is only for me.
That's right.
Yeah, that bottle
of mustard.
That slutty bottle over there. Really? The mustard?
Yep.
And the
mayonnaise.
I hate packeted mustard.
Yeah, fuck the relish, though.
Fuck the relish.
Doesn't work in a packet.
This is totally like, this is what politicians did, like in the late 1800s. Ah, fuck the Irish. You know, but I like it. Yeah, no, this is just horrifying.
We're talking about condiments, not constitutions.
Yeah. It's a condom. It's a mint. It's a condiment.
Yay!
Yay!
Mint flavored oral sex.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. It's hot.
We're
baked in the brains.
And by baked, he means hot because it's like an oven. Not baked as in what's legal here in Washington.
We did visit Christian Doyle today.
We did. Right. I'm not projectile vomiting, so I'm not baked. You, on the other hand, can do whatever you want to do that's totally legal now.
I can. I haven't here.
I only choose to light the reefer where it's still illegal.
Well, what's the point? Seriously, what's the point of doing it? I don't care about it.
I don't drink alcohol anymore now that I'm over 21.
Kind of don't, actually. Well, I do.
Yeah.
A lot, actually. Yeah. I'm an alcoholic. Yeah.
Why'd we go there?
Not really, though.
No.
Sort of.
I'm an aspiring alcoholic.
You're aspiring. One day.
I'm going to be just...
You know, they always say you can't solve your problems with whatever's in the bottom of a bottle, but by the time I'm done with it, it's the top. So their argument's invalid.
And I don't care what's in the bottom of the bottle. It's everything that leads to the bottom of the bottle that really helps me get through it every day.
Every like a single crutch. Day. So if you want to help Scott's recovery fund...
Cal Ela, Ardbeg Alligator... Ardbeg Beast, Cal Ela, anything 18 year and over, please. Or Isle of Ila.
For less than a cup of coffee a day, you can send young Scott C. Brown.
Oh my God, it's true.
Right, yeah, it is.
Any of those would be less than a cup of coffee a day.
Well, over the course of how long? I mean, you could get some like... fucking 35-year-old shit, as long as you drank it over the course of 3 years, it'd still be less than a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah.
Cup of, mocha or something.
I'm going to start a PayPal account for that.
You start a PayPal account.
Help buy Scott a cup of coffee a day.
I promise this is all I'm using it for.
Just Folgers. Or Sanka.
Ignore the shitty handwriting on my cardboard sign. I swear to God I'm buying food.
Yes.
Right. So, crippling disorders aside, the only other things we really have lined up right now, well, there's, glass cannons.
Yes.
So I guess we should probably bring up all the exciting new news about that.
I think we should.
There's no news.
Nope.
No.
Not a lick.
Because we're not filming until later in the summer when it's... even hotter. We are dumb. This is why you film in
winter.
Yeah, this is why you film in February and get hail in your eyes. Not really. No. I'd rather film in the
November.
Heat. November's October, a good time.
October, November.
October's
great time.
A great time.
Still sunny, cold as shit.
Crisp. It's not cold. It's crisp.
It's crisp.
Right.
Like Angry Orchard cider.
Did we mention Scott has a problem? Oh, it's good, though. It's so good on your tongue. Yeah. Well, should we bring up the sort of elephant in the nerd room right now? No spoilers, but there were some happenings.
Books versus movies?
Well, there were some happenings on the Game of Thrones. There was just like some...
La, 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 la.
Oh, no, no,
la,
no, no. La, we're not going to bring up... We're not. Okay. No spoilers. No okay. spoilers. It's George R. R. Martin, though, so you could pretty much just take a dartboard and a character list.
Oh, yeah. I know.
But seriously.
At least I know this time it's not Sean Bean.
Sean Bon.
Anyone who hasn't seen any of the season.
They actually resurrect his ghost and kill it again. Because it's Sean Bean, dude. That poor guy.
And it will be fucking epic.
It will be, and you'll feel bad for him. But you know he has to die. His name is Sean Bean.
It's contractual.
Everybody's there is a movie where he didn't die. Seth, have fun. But yeah, there's a movie where Sean Bean didn't die, and I can't remember it for the life of me right now.
Wow.
Wasn't Equilibrium, I'll tell you that much. Spoiler! After I said it. Equilibrium's good, though. You should definitely watch that if you haven't.
Okay.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh my God! Equilibrium's amazing!
Okay.
It's what The Matrix should have been. It's actually an intellectual, like, amazing dystopian future thriller about...
Oh, I have to think. Well, that's like working.
Okay, you have to think, but... There's a but.
Okay, I like buts.
I know you do. You have to think, but there's an entire martial art that is guns.
Sold.
Gun kata,
okay.
Yeah, like Christian Bale goes fucking insane. It's a mathematical...
Christian Bale's in it?
Oh, yeah. Christian Bale.
Okay, I need to watch this movie.
Yeah, you totally do.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Done.
It's awesome.
It's on the list.
It should be.
I'm going to Netflix it right now.
Go flick your nets.
Nets. That was N-E-T-S.
Go flick your nets. Oh, my God. No, but it's the martial art's awesome because it's math-based. It's basically you train to use the firing positions in a crowd that give you the least possible chance of getting hit while maximizing your chance of hitting someone. So it's this gigantic, like, mathematical... It's really cool.
Wow.
It's so nerdy. And then the next movie that guy made was Ultraviolet.
I liked Ultraviolet.
Well, you're dumb, and that's fine.
But
I
don't like to think.
We already know you have a problem.
Mila Jovovich, and she had guns.
I like Ultraviolet. How many fifths? All of them. Oh, okay. Now I get it. Yes. Now I get it. Yeah, Mila Jovovich.
So we were talking about books versus movies, or
right? We were talking about going on Game of Thrones. Big time crazy thing happened that I didn't expect because you know what? I haven't read the books. Scott, you. You haven't even seen the show.
I have played the game.
You've played the game.
And I have seen...
That's a board game, by the way. And there's not... This didn't happen in the board game.
No.
So...
No. Other more manic shit happens in the board game.
Yeah. If someone brings out a hammer to the board game, that maybe this is coming up.
Yeah.
Though you probably felt like this happened because Ben Dobbins trounced you.
You know me in puzzles, I'll figure all this out. Someone had their nuts... hammered on a chopping block or something and
you're exactly right. No, you're correct.
Not even close.
So right now we've got two camps. There are the people who've read the book and seen the show. There are people who, well, I mean, there's three camps, I guess four probably. People who've seen the show and haven't read the book. People who've only read the book and people who've only seen the show.
We're going to get all four camps, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and then there's the fourth camp is people who just don't care. Right. People who don't care about either.
Right.
You shut your fucking face.
Just saying, we got all four.
Okay. A lot of people who've read the books, luckily not many of my friends, but a few people on my friends list, being very kind of like snooty about it, like, oh, yeah, this is 10-year-old spoilers, you shouldn't read the book. Which, you know, it's pretty...
Wow, how do you get that? Is there a special language in...
Yeah.
On the Facebook?
On the Facebooks. It's like pirate. You just set it to derp derp and it's...
Derp derp, there it is. You read the book. You haven't read the book. I'm smarter than you are.
You guys read the book? If you read the book, you would have known. Dude, you didn't start reading the book until the first fucking season came out, so shut up. Anyway. And what I've determined it is... People are trying to enhance their own enjoyment by diminishing that of others. And to those people, all I have to say is, eat a dick.
Get over yourself.
A big, fatty, dead, cut off in the forest, John Wayne Bobbitt, John Wayne Gacy cock in your mouth, rotten. And I'm a little passionate about this. I think it's really
bullshit.
Can
it be pus infected?
Yeah, it can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maggots?
Yeah. I don't think you need to read all the literature as a cost of entry to enjoy entertainment.
No.
I think that's pretty stupid.
Hardly ever read any comic books. Oh, gosh, there's a shocker.
Yeah, I'd say the majority of people...
I like all the superhero movies that I watch.
Yeah, I'd guess the majority of people watching Lord of the Rings didn't read the books. You know, maybe they read them afterwards, but... Yeah, that's a high cost entry right there, reading all that shit, you know? And I mean, you had to have read The Silmarillion to get everything out of Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. Nobody does that.
No. Well, I tried to read The Silmarillion. I've read the four Hobbit and the three Lord of the Rings books.
Yeah, I don't...
And I couldn't get through The Silmarillion, and I'm appreciating The Hobbit for including it in a way that I can wrap my brain around it, because there's a lot of history and shit that I just can't keep all those names together.
Right. So... You know, I mean, I think for this, it's a single instance that seems to be bringing this up, but whatever, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm still enjoying it. I'm enjoying it for the first time. I made the decision not to read the books after I started watching the series because to me, that's, I've committed now to a form of media for the, for delivery of this story.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick for with now. That. Yeah. And I'm going to stick with that. And then afterward, I'll go back and read the books.
Yeah. And I'm the same way because I don't want to read the books and then spoil the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Or the series.
Right, because you've already committed to this path.
To watching that path. And then when I go back, I'll get to read all the richness that they can't possibly put into the miniseries. Mm-hmm. So there will be other stuff and other discoveries that will be like the whole story being new for me again. Whereas if you've read the books already and then you watch the movie or the miniseries, now you're getting less than... I mean, it was like... Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. Everybody just went ape shit about the fact that, oh, they cut this out of the... I don't care. I thought the movie was great. Now I'm going to go back and read the book, and I'm going to have all the rest of the story there.
Right.
How much richer is that going to be for me? Way richer than it was for you.
That's true. And I mean, you know, a lot of the time... take Jurassic Park, okay? That was a fabulous movie. Wonderful movie, right? I mean, it's a, it is a high watermark for blockbusters, really. And, I mean, both... literally in that it set records and also just visually and in scope. Well, when I read the book before I saw the movie, I got a ton out of it. Watching the movie, it was different enough to where to me they were two separate forms of entertainment entirely. Yeah. You know? And then I reread the book and nobody got recast because when I read the book the first time, Jeff Goldblum was already Malcolm. He was written just like Jeff Goldblum. So,
yeah.
So that's already who populated that character in my head. Going back, didn't get recast. It was still the original people from the original story when I read it before. And they were that separate. Now, I'm sure Game of Thrones is probably, you know, a little bit different. There are something like 8.6 trillion characters, I think.
Yes.
So I might have to use the visual cues I already have saved up, and some of them are going to get recycled.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to use that. I'm going to use that fucking dude for you know, Jon Snow for everybody basically in the House Stark. They're all Jon Snow. Fuck it. I just don't have time to remember everyone.
No.
Not when there are
8.67 billion.
Yeah. They're, people. Yeah. When people who study, you know, cosmology for a living,
are confused.
Are like, wow, there's just too many things in this book. There are too many. I can't keep my mind around this many things. And they work in the billions and trillions frequently. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too many characters. I don't mind that, though.
We need a segment for this.
A segment?
We need the soapbox rant or the...
Oh, okay.
We need a catchy catchphrase
You've
for whatever.
You've just heard the two bards rant.
And Randall, I promise I'm getting you the camera, but maybe we should have a
rant off?
A 5-second rant. You know, you've just heard the two bards rant.
He is trying to get you the camera, Randall, I promise.
I am.
Because you made us a kick-ass intro song.
I've done all the research. It's just a matter of trying to get that box inside another box because it's like weirdly shaped and to get
and
it to
smash
ship.
It with the hammer.
Yeah, UPS sucks, so I'm trying alternate alternatives.
We're going to holistically ship it to you.
Yes.
It's going to be...
I'm going to send it to you via remote Reiki.
Oh, my God. Reiki, yeah. I'm shipping it via Reiki.
No, Reiki is the shipping.
Oh, gotcha.
Reiki is healing.
Right, okay.
Reiki is the shipping
gotcha.
Arm of Reiki. Reiki? No, and Reggae is the musical arm of
homeopathy's shipping service. What we're going to do, Randall, is we're going to dip the corner of the box in water, and then we're going to take that water and pour it into 10 containers and then fill those up, and you're going to have something that's more powerful than that camera could have ever been, because it's going to be so diluted it's going to just be full of vibrations. That's how homeopathy works.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Okay,
sorry to offend all of you homeopathy people, but it's dumb. Water doesn't have memory. Every drop of water you have ever drank has at some point been pissed out by something else. So you better hope it doesn't have memory.
And we'd there's like no to thank our new...
There's no vibration in your libation.
We'd like to thank our new sponsor, Evian Water. which is naive spelled backwards.
It truly is. They franced you.
Yeah, they did. Oh, are we?
Are we?
Is that it?
Is that what?
We close?
I think we're close. You want to do our?
Well, I just wanted to shameless self
promotion. Oh, promote yourself shamelessly.
Okay,
but no, put your pants back on. God damn
no,
it!
No, all right, I'm fine. Doing shameless self promotion, not shamed self promotion.
Okay, all right.
Oh yeah, I feel so much better in this hot room. Okay, so I did a little commercial. My first.
You did.
Officially agent sent out, gone to audition, then mm-hmm. came to call back, then all of that goodness. And it was supposed to be one of the trailer pieces in front of all the SIFF mm-hmm. movies. Mm-hmm. I still don't know if it's showing there or not because I haven't talked to anybody who's actually sat and seen the SIFF movies.
Yeah, most people just go to the panels.
Yeah, but it's... It's for Safeway, but their mm-hmm. children's cancer care
charity.
That's yeah. their charity arm. And so I did a great little thing. And actually, one of my actresses from that mm-hmm. was at the reading tonight.
Ah.
And we reconnected.
Nice.
She has a platypus drinking system, which I like better than Camelback. So I'm going to look that up. Thanks, Seth. I know you're on it.
Does it have a spurred hind leg?
No.
Oh.
It's got a screw cap, mm-hmm. but the rest of the bottle is like compressible.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like a bag.
Gotcha.
So you can just roll that thing up, put it in your pocket when you're done. Boom.
Hmm.
And it's not a solid cylindrical
paradoxical
type thing. Yeah.
Very good.
But I just received news yesterday evening mm-hmm. from my agent that it got picked up for a 1 year. Rotation in the Pacific Northwest as an actual
yeah.
television spot.
Yes!
I think.
Awesome.
So, if you see this adorable little African-American child in a ball cap...
Scott's a really good actor, by the way.
That's me. I play 9.
That's not what I've heard. I heard you play 5.5.
I play 9.
Okay, Scott plays 9.
Full 9, Andy.
Full 9, right.
But yeah, so...
Metric.
I was really... That's kind of been my high point that...
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Something got picked up, so...
That's badass.
Yay me. Okay, now enough of my mental masturbation.
Oh, yeah, and shameless self from... I woke up again... Didn't just shuffle off in my sleep. So, yay me! Andy did things too! We done
yeah,
good!
Yeah, okay. Here, let's see. Mr. Editor of things that lots of people see.
Well, yeah.
And there are lots of things in self-promotion that you could do if you chose to.
Yeah, but
I had one.
Can't. Really, I don't want to.
I know.
I don't like doing that.
Well... Write the list down for me, and I will selflessly secondhand.
I have a lot of famous photoshops that people don't know or will ever know that I did.
And ever. They're awesome. I think you need to start putting a little tag on there.
I should. Just, well, my favorite one I've ever done.
An ADD
is
or
the,
something.
Is the it's the cave in Zelda,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bong instead of a sword, and then the wizard's saying, "Dude, it's a total bummer out there. Have some Funyuns and hit this." So I don't. It was one of my favorites that I've ever done, and that one made yes. a lot of rounds on some, you know, basically stoner sites.
Yes.
And if stoners do one thing, it's not attribution at all.
No,
they do not attribute at all.
Dude, look at this great idea I had.
Oh,
I
dude, just wait, let me get the source. Appeared. Yeah, no.
The source was my brain. I materialized it
Doritos
on my screen, man.
Good man.
That's some good kush.
Have you ever listened to Dark Side of the Moon backwards, man? It's really bad.
No, but I listened to Dark Side of the Moon at noon.
Wait, that you
fucked
can't,
my head so
you can't
hard.
Do that, man.
I did it.
You can't do that, man.
And I lived to tell about it.
You did that, man?
I did that.
Damn. So Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening, please come on our podcast. Please
come on our podcast. We need something. If you don't want to after about. That, after that little bit of podcast theater, I don't know what else we could do to entice you to be on our
Neil's
podcast.
Not here. No, man, I'm Neil.
Oh.
Neil? Yeah, man, Neil.
If I kneel, I can't get to the mic.
You can get to a mic. Well, it looks roughly mic-like.
And on that note,
have a good one, folks, and we will see you next week.